Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at JustAskVi. That's VI.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. We are pre-recording today, as you could probably guess that was going to happen. So, you know, a lot of unknowns. Today is actually Thursday, the first day of the shelter-in-place ordinance with Mecklenburg County. A lot of confusion out there, a lot of unclear who's essential, who's not essential. I did call that Mecklenburg County number to get some clarification on our management company, which was considered essential, which was good. We're taking care of a lot of renters today, so that's all good as well. But we're here, and I hope you're at home listening either through or if you're out in your car going to get groceries or if you're listening to us on radio.com. That is also certainly available to you. We're on 1110 AM, 99.3 FM. You've got multiple choices out there, but feel free to continue to listen on radio.com. Pull up WBT, and we will be there. So we're glad that you're with us today. I'm also joined by my guest, who is sheltering in place, Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina. Hey, Preston.
Hey, thanks for having me, Paul. I called that number too, and we were essential. And my wife says I'm essential as long as I can keep killing the bugs.
Yes,
I think pest control's on that list too.
That's right. So you know, we have essential with the county, and we have essential with our family. So lots of essential. And right now, TJ is in the studio with me. He's 6 feet. 4 inches away, and he is essential right now to putting this out on the air today. So thank you all for being with us, and please stay safe wherever you are. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. What it's done certainly to the real estate business is it's caused us to pivot. We are pivoting the way we do business. We're looking at new ways to continue to answer the pent-up demand. And although you cannot go in Mecklenburg County at this time to a real estate showing unless the home is under contract for inspection purposes or otherwise, we're looking for some ways to do that. Preston and I later on in the show are going to talk about some of the neat technologies, but we're looking at virtual showings, we're looking at videos, and we're looking at creative ways to go under contract. So here's the message. Let's start. Because I'm not going to talk anything about how to wash your hands and how to sneeze. You all hear enough about that. And oh, by the way, Jiffy Lube has also felt it important for me to know through multiple emails about their COVID-19 policy and the fact that I need to wash my hands. So thanks, Jiffy Lube, for the advice. I haven't heard it from anybody else. Whoa. Holy smokes. All right. But virtual showings is going to be a great way to take a look at a home. Everybody's at home right now looking. So if you're selling right now, think about this. You want to get your home exposure? We are accelerating our market efforts on every single one of our listings. Do not lose the opportunity to be in front of more people. Because when this gets lifted, there's going to be people that are going to want to see houses, and we're going to see a considerable spurt in that. Do not shy away from that opportunity. I want to share with you very clearly that our market is still, and I mentioned this last week, the Charlotte market is projected in 2020 to be the number two real estate market in the country.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Number two real estate market in a country. Number one is projected to be Austin, Texas. Number two, Charlotte. So don't think for 1 minute that although this may slow things down or stagger it, that there isn't a lot of pent-up demand and there isn't a lot of opportunity for folks out there to put their home on the market, sell, because, again, Preston and I talked about this today. I talk about it all the time with my clients, that if you look at your stock portfolio right now, and again, it's going to recover. I think it's going to exceed 30,000. I'm not a magician, but I see trends of other viruses and other events and what happens, and it's going to come back. But if you look at real estate right now, real estate has not gone down in value. Real estate has remained at its current value and in some cases gone up slightly. So look at it as a part of your building wealth strategy. I found another couple of interesting articles that National Real Estate Recovery, so remember those days, has gone up $11.3 trillion in housing values. The average seller since the downturn, the previous, has added $65,500 of gain in their home. That's a national average. Demand is still here. It is delayed, I'm sure, right now, but it's still here. If I could sit at home with 10 families, I would bet more than 25% of them are looking at houses. That's what I think. Let's talk about vacation property for a minute. Vacation property, and I have some. I know a lot of people that have some that use them as rentals. Every single one of my rentals until June has canceled. Well, I don't blame them. I gave them all 100% refund, even though I didn't have to. And for those out there that are getting refunds, I hope you did too, because these people are going to come back. They're going to remember, and you're going to have good relationship. You're just delaying the rental season. I think we'll see the fall be much stronger. I think we'll pick up some of the slack from the spring. People are going to want to get away from this. So
I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, Preston, I know people want to go on vacation. They do.
And people are putting on Facebook all the stuff they're going to do when this is over.
I mean, exactly. They're looking at places to go, just like they're looking at places to buy. So don't cut yourself short. Is it an inconvenience? Yes. But work with people. Again, this is a time where we're all in this thing together. So let's talk about the value of vacation property. Do I think it's going to go down slightly for a period of time? Yes, I do. But I think next year, I think it's going to bust wide open. So, again, positive news. You could pick up something right now if you're interested in vacation rental property. You probably get a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah, good opportunity.
Yeah. So, let's talk about one other thing that I talked about it last week, and I'm bringing it up again. One of the things that I have been trying to find a creative way to do is to, with the landlord community, feedback on quality of tenants. Social media has given a great platform to tenants who don't like answers that landlords may give them. But And you know, what are we going to do? Argue with them on Google or Facebook? You end up lowering yourself to their level. And it's hard because people believe what they read on there, even though it's not always true. But if I have decided to put together and start a trend with criteria that I will be rating a tenant, and here's the criteria. Cleanliness, when we do our 3 to 4 annual inspections. Their payment history. Their communication and cooperation. The condition of the yard, if there is one. And lease compliance. They will be graded on a 1 to 5 scale of those items. All right? So this is the way to take the next step. All right, so next segment, Preston Sandel with Home Inspection Carolina and myself. The show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison. I'm glad you're with us. We're going to be talking more about your real estate. So stay with us here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Welcome back. This is Paul Jamison, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today. Glad you're with us. We look forward to sharing more with you. Happy Saturday afternoon. I hope wherever you are safe, you are healthy, and you got lots of teepee. I'm here with Preston Sandler with Home Inspection Carolina. Hey, Preston, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I liked your last one.
And Preston is sheltering in place right now, and he is the owner of Home Inspection Carolina. Home Inspection Carolina is a preferred home inspector with Jamison. Preston probably does a couple hundred inspections for us every year, and his team is fabulous. We love having him, and he has a great and vibrant business. You know, Preston, one of the things you and I talked about as we prepared for today was this pivoting. How are we adapting and using technology to do that?
Yeah, I think it's going virtual now, Paul, because obviously, you know, and like I said, I'm not going to tell people how to wash their hands or anything, but, you know, the trend is the less contact for now that you can have, you know, person to person, the better. So, you know, everything's going virtual. We're going to go to virtual home inspections. I mean, we're still allow people to come or if they want to, but we're trying to discourage it. And then we will go over the inspection findings with them virtually.
Yeah. And how are you going to do that, Preston? What kind of, and I mean, this also applies to virtual showings. You and I are doing a lot of the same things. So how is Home Inspection Carolina looking at actually pulling that off?
Okay. Well, two things. For the report and the actual showing the report, Zoom. We love Zoom. Another person doesn't have to have Zoom. You just send them an invite, and they click on it, and they can see it. It's pretty easy. There's just a few I like simple, just a few different things in the corners, your mic on, off, your thing. But what is really cool, all the people on the Zoom can share their screen. So we can share the home inspection report and go over it. Now, that's for the home inspection report, but just the down and dirty, well, that's probably not a good thing to say when we're talking about video, but the quick face-to-face, dirty and video are two words I don't want in the same sentence, but just a quick, like, if we're at the house, you know, because the Zoom is, you know, you set up a certain time, everybody gets there. It's a little bit formal. But if you just need an informal, you know, like we're talking, you know, face-to-face like we would be, I would do FaceTime if both people have an iPhone. Now, yep. The problem is not everybody has an iPhone, and especially me. I have an Android. So we did a search, Paul, of, you know, what other app, because FaceTime is proprietary to Apple, so that's why Android devices don't have it. And what we came up with, we researched a whole bunch of different things, is Facebook Messenger. You basically can go on somebody's Facebook, and almost everybody has Facebook, click on message, and then click up there in the right corner where the little camera symbol is, and you basically call it, video call them. And if they answer it, you're face-to-face. You might want to send them a text ahead of time, like we did this morning, just to let them know, because they probably have never gotten one. They're like, what is this?
Yes, first time I did it this morning when we did it.
Yeah, but it's great, you know, just a quick, like, you know, we didn't schedule anything. It's just off the cuff. Hey, I need to talk to Paul for a minute, and we're face to face, and it's pretty cool. And you know, I'm sure you guys could use that for, you know, you can. I played with it a little bit more after we talked about it. You can reverse the camera on it, so it's not on you; it's shining out, and you could show the house. And you know, is it as good as you being there? No, but it's pretty close. So my answer to your question is, for the formal inspection, go over the inspection. The software we're using is Zoom, but for the quick, you know, just face to face, it's FaceTime if both people have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. But if either person has an Android, we're going to use Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, and I tell you, you and I tested that Facebook Messenger thing today, and I really liked it. Quality was good, sound was good, and then I tested it with a couple of clients who I'm looking at doing some virtual showings with, and we're going to use that as well as, you know, I got on a call today with Sandy from Summit Funding to discuss the rates, to discuss timing, because I'm looking at refinancing a lot of my stuff right now. And, you know, went over that with her. And it was great. So, you know, I hope the word spreads that, I mean, even use it with your family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, I looked at a couple of other things, and they do work. There's a Google Duo and WhatsApp, but it required somebody to download a new app and a couple of steps. And, you know, most people already have Facebook, so they already have the plumbing for it already. So, that was the best option. And when I Googled what's the best alternative, that's what came up. And I tested them all. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's really good. And I heard from a colleague of mine this morning, and again, I don't even know how to log on to Instagram, so I'm not acting like I'm an expert. I barely know even the Facebook stuff. You had to teach me that this morning. Step
A. Well, I have teenage kids.
Yeah. Step A, turn open Facebook. Step B, go to the upper right corner. You know, that's kind of how it was this morning. But Instagram evidently also has one where you can do multiple people on a live chat.
Yeah, my kids were telling me about that.
I don't know anything about how to do it, but it's out there. So
I already grabbed, well, she's in there taking a test. My daughter's going to Clemson from the kitchen table in there. She knows.
You're
going to
get a tuition discount on that?
I know, right? I have to pay $50,000, and you know, she's eating food at home, she's sleeping at home. A little bit of a refund on that.
I smell refund
for about half that or a lot less.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That you know, tuition free.
Yay. Yeah, no kidding. I wonder after all this, everybody's going to be used to virtual. You know, I wonder if colleges. I don't know. I know that's getting off the subject of real estate, but I'm like, you know, if we figured out we can do this without having to be there to call it anyway.
But Preston, you bring up a good point. Okay, that it relates to the home inspection business, that relates to the real estate business, that relates to conversations I've had with people about commercial real estate, is behaviors are going to change. And I even expect, you know, in your business, you may offer that as an option going forward. Yeah. You know, if a seller's out of town, do a Zoom review, right?
Yeah, we're going to do it, I think, moving forward.
Or buy it. Yeah,
I think the motivation before just wasn't there because we were just so used to doing, you know, we'll obviously go back to face-to-face in the old way.
But it's better if you can, but still.
New way, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be great for me. I don't always go to the home inspections, and then I call your guy. If he has something he wants to show me while he's there, we can use that technology to do that. Because you know me, and working with me, my kind of thing with your guys is go to the crawl space first.
Yeah.
Because if we can't get past that, there's no reason to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. That's when we look at, like, we divide out, you know, the problems that we find, you know, over, if you were to put a bell curve, I would say crawl space would be number one.
Yeah, 72% of my deals that fall because of the crawl space.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something in there, structural, moisture.
Or something's in there.
There or the attic, but definitely crawl space is number one.
Yeah.
Attic will be number two.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, again, I think that conversation, Preston, will be had by a lot of businesses. You know, if you've got a big staff, if you're working downtown and all your people that are at home and you're renting office space at $28 a square foot, you might be saying, maybe these people ought to stay home. I'll just monitor them from home, just like you do when you take online tests every 15, 20 minutes or randomly. You have to click something to make sure you're sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I just wonder, because after this, I mean, you know, I don't want to say there's a silver lining. You know, I mean, obviously nobody wanted this virus, but if there is some good things that's going to come about it, I mean, I think we're all going to get better at technology.
Yeah.
We had to.
And I think it'll wake our country to changes that are going to need to take place. Well, the show, Your Real Estate Today, I'm with Preston Sandlin. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Family of Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Investment. We'll be right back. We've got a big show for you, so stay with us on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. I'm glad you're with us. We are not virtual. We are pre-recorded, so we're virtually pre-recorded. Is that such a thing?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. All right. I'm here with Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina. And, of course, I own Jamison Realty, Property Management, and Investment. I am your host. Been at it with you many, many years, and glad you're joining us on this Saturday. We've been talking with Preston about all the different changes and the things that are going on right now. And in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about new construction and inspections around new construction. But before we do that, you know, we've talked certainly many times about investment property. And of course, Preston, you are a real estate investor as well. And,
yeah,
you know, you look at these times and, you know, we, again, I made it very clear and I want to make it very clear. I'm a firm believer that everybody's stock portfolio and retirement is going to go back to its 30% of where it is right now value, and could exceed that when the market gets unleashed again.
Right.
So I'm very bullish and optimistic on that. But
yep,
it also makes you think about your balance, your portfolio, and how you look at things at a time when real estate is actually holding firm and going up and could be a good balanced perspective to your individual portfolio.
Yeah, so that's the only part of my portfolio that didn't go down the past 3 weeks.
That's right, Preston. And do we expect that we'll see a little bit of hiccup around rents? Yeah, I think my projection is somewhere between 15 to 20% max is what I think we'll see. I'll know more and be able to share more as we get through the beginning of March on how rents are. But renters are paying now and rents are coming in for the properties that we manage. We manage several hundred. So, you know, we're going to be a good indicator of a trend. So I want to make sure people know that I'm going to share data with you if this is ongoing. But,
right,
you know, as we look at this, you know, you're at home and you have some time. Why not go to pauljamison.com or even Amazon Prime if you want to have it handled that way and order a copy of my book, Opportunity is Knocking. If you've ever thought about investing in real estate, if you're thinking about investing in real estate, we would like to have an opportunity to have you, while you're at home, learn more about it. And my book is an easy read. It's very good and gives you a broad-based idea of what this business is like, what it's about, steps to get involved. And, you know, it's very entertaining too. There's a lot of stories in there. But if you're interested in investing in real estate and you're home and you have some time, go to pauljamison.com. That's Jamison with an I, or Amazon Prime, and order a copy of the book. If you set up an appointment with us, whether, you know, we end up working with you in a virtual way, or whether we end up meeting with you face-to-face at a future date, I'll give you a copy of the book, and I'll sign it.
It shortens your learning curve, Paul. I read it, and I got a feeling that was years and years of your experience that I learned in just the time that it took me to read it. So it shortened my learning curve a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Preston, you have been investing in real estate for a long time and have a lot of knowledge. This time right now, people say, well, the market is, it's about the numbers, right? Does the real estate make sense? Is it in a growing area? Does it give you certain return parameters? And how does it fit into your investment portfolio? And, if a piece of real estate doesn't do that, it's an unemotional decision. You move on and go to the next one, right?
Well, and there's going to be some opportunities because of this that weren't there before.
I agree.
The inventory has been so low for so long. And, obviously, and unfortunately, some people are going to be in a bind a little bit. I mean, I hate that. But, there's going to be a little bit more inventory probably, a hiccup, like you said. And, you might be able to get it a smidgen less than you would have gotten it for a month ago.
Right.
I think there's some awesome opportunities. It's going to be one of those things where, this time next year or 2 years from now, you'll be like, golly, I should have bought that place when it was for sale for that. Yeah. Now it's like way more.
Yeah. I mean, and even right now there are opportunities, and it's about crafting a contract that gives you some flexibility. So while you're sitting at home, there are ways to invest in real estate virtually and creating contracts that protect your money so that you can actually do further due diligence at a later date. The announcement of Zillow, canceling all of their active contracts on the houses that they're buying.
Uh-huh.
Interesting to see what that does to our market here locally,
Yeah, especially since we're projected to be the number two market, and it's like you said, Paul, I mean, there's going to be a certain amount of real estate that's going to happen every year, people upsizing, downsizing, whatever. I don't think that's changing. It's just deferring it. I think we're going to see the busiest late summer and fall that we've ever seen.
Yes, we will.
And it's also, I think, the companies are going to be added because they need to sell. They need to get out from a payment or something. They need to rent or whatever. And that's unfortunate, but it's just realistic. I really think it's a great time. I mean, all the great investors will tell you, buy when others are fearful.
That's
and
right.
It's hard to do because we're fearful too. But
sure.
Man, every time it's proven right.
Right. Look at Warren Buffett, his philosophy.
Yeah.
When people are scared, that's when you buy.
Absolutely.
And he's done pretty well, I guess.
Yeah, he's done okay.
Well, let's talk for a minute about new construction.
Sure.
I think there's a misnomer there, Preston, that you don't really need to do any type of inspection on new construction. They got you, right? It's got a warranty. They got you.
Right. Well, I got so many pictures that I actually use that as the little caption. Oh, it's new construction. It doesn't need inspecting. I mean, the classic one I always think about. I was inspecting a house years ago, a brand new house. They didn't think it needed inspection, and I was underneath the bath, the full bath, and I looked up where the tub was, and I could just see right up to the ceiling of the bathroom.
What?
Where's the pipe? And about that time, they turned the water off. Fortunately, it was the tub, not the toilet or anything. It was right on my face. So they hadn't connected the drain, and I mean, this house was already like moved in. They said they're ready to move in. There's some great builders out there. I'm not saying, but if you don't get an inspection, everybody that you come in contact with other than your realtor is working for that builder. The foreman, the punch list, they're all working for that realtor. You need somebody to represent you. And, we find stuff. I mean, cause things get missed, corners get cut, and schedules get messed up, and sometimes I hate to pick on plumbers, but they got to run a pipe through somewhere, and they're like, I think I'll just cut this this support right here to run that pipe, and
yeah,
you're not supposed to do
the
that.
Easiest path.
You find it all the time.
Yeah, so there's a couple of phases that you recommend to do new construction inspections. You want to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's three, but the last two are more critical.
Okay.
You know, we could do a foundation inspection where we check all the footers to make sure, you know, that's right when they put the footer before they start framing or anything. Not as critical as the other two, but we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the pre-drywall is a really critical one. This is after they've done all the framing, they've got all the roughed in plumbing, all the roughed in electrical, and it's, you know, basically before they put the drywall up, so you can see everything, and you can see, you know, if they protected all the piping and
right.
and the wiring, you know, because, you know, you don't want it unprotected, so when they put in that drywall, you know, they pierce, and I've seen that happen, you know.
Pierces
a pipe or an electrical line because mm-hmm. it wasn't protected. There's little metal plates and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You can check the framing. You and I talked before, you know, those trusses. You know, you've probably seen them. They're pre-manufactured, and they come in on a truck, and, you know, there's a forklift lifting them, putting them down on the ground. A lot of times one or two of those framing things get cracked or damaged with a forklift, and this is a good time to check them. I can almost – I'd say I find at least one cracked truss probably 50% of the houses.
Yeah. Well, Preston, let's continue this conversation just after the break. I'm Paul Jamison with the Jamison Family of Companies, here with Preston Sandlin from Home Inspection Carolina. The show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host from the Jamison Family of Companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investment. Thanks for being with us on this Saturday. I'm here with Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina. We are pre-recorded today, as you could guess, and certainly we hope wherever you are, again, hope you are safe and at home and enjoying the day. You know, you can always listen to us on 1110 AM or 99.3 FM, as well as radio.com. Put that on your phone, the radio.com app, select WBT, and we will be right there for you. So make sure you use that. And before the break, Preston and I were talking about doing a home inspection on new construction. And Preston had initially talked about kind of pre-drywall. Of course, you got foundation, pre-drywall. What else do they need to do, Preston? Where's the next phase of when they want to make sure they have you take a look?
Yeah, then definitely the final inspection. And, you know, sometimes it's a little tough because, you know, they're in and out. You know, they've got a lot of people coming in doing some finishing work, and, you know, you're getting ready to close on it. But you want to have a final inspection. I always recommend, too. Now, you got to realize the home inspector's looking for, you know, structural things that, they're not going to put cosmetic things. But this is a new house, and you want all that fixed. What I always recommend is for you to the buyer to bring blue tape, painter's tape.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
tape.
Just put that everywhere. You're going to be, I hate to say this, you're going to be better at finding, the buyer is going to be better usually at finding cosmetic things than the home inspector. I mean, we're looking for things that are wrong with the plumbing, the electrical, you know, things that affect the habitability, I'm not sure.
Habitability.
Thank you.
Habitation.
And structure of the house, and we're certainly going to put those down. But, you know, if you take a flashlight and shine down the wall, I mean, you know, we're certainly going to look and see if the wall is crooked or something. But, you know, if you can see a spot that wasn't painted or something, that's not something that's going to go on the home inspection report. That's something you need to put blue tape on there. And that's generally – and the blue tape is because it comes off without ripping anything off. But
yes,
you definitely want a final inspection, you know, at that point, you know, it's like a normal home inspection. And, you know, we're going to inspect it like it's for a family member that we like.
Yeah. You know, I like that little caveat there. Well, I'll tell you, the last one that you all did for me in South Carolina, in Indian Land, had about 18 items on it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's
a pretty decent list. I've had others that have been many, many, many more items.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, people always ask me, Paul, well, which builder, you know, which builder's good? Which one should I stay away from? And, you know, I can't really say that. Honestly, different. All right, so you got a builder, and they're usually working on, you know, they got a couple different neighborhoods going. And, you know, sometimes they got turnover at one neighborhood, or, you know, they've had different, foremen or punch list guys or something. And, you know, sometimes the subs, you know, realize that, you know, there's a little turnover here. Maybe we can cut some corners or not. You know, this guy's not, I hate to use the term cracking the whip on us. That's a terrible, but that first thing came to mind. You know, running a tight ship, I guess, would be better.
Yes.
So my answer to that has always been, you know, most builders, you know, have some neighborhoods that are better than others, you know, and some neighborhoods that may not have been that good at one point got better or were better before. You know, maybe they had some turnover or something like that. But, you know, there is no blanket answer to that question except get an inspection.
Yep. Clearly, it's worth the money.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you? You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the next thing Preston and I had in our remaining time, we've got about five more minutes with you, and we want to use that time. Came up with a COVID-19 home preventative maintenance DIY list to share with you. And, of course, you can find this list where, Preston?
If you go to our website, homeinspectioncarolina.com, click on Realtor Resources. I need to change that. It's just resources. You don't have to be a realtor, homeowner, home buyer, home seller, but it's resources. And it's just a year-round home maintenance list. And we're kind of going to focus on the spring part of it because we can do all those items now that we're under lockdown. And a lot of them involve getting out of the house, which I know a lot of us would like to do that. I mean,
right. And Lowe's is open if you need anything, right? Yeah, Lowe's and Home Depot are open if you need anything.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, they're essential. Right.
Let's talk about some of those, Preston. Give us a rundown of, you know, kind of the top five or so.
Sure. Well, the first one I would say are the easy ones. Good time to change all your air filters and your batteries and your smoke detector.
Yes.
The air filters, you've probably done this before, but a couple of tips here might make this a little bit easier. You know, before you go get yourself a little flathead screwdriver, or sometimes I've used a dime, you're going to have to click that little lever that opens the grate to change the filter.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is, if you don't have the filters already, go around and measure them or take a picture of them. That's what I like. Take a picture.
Yeah,
put these in
picture.
Your phone. We have four different filters in our house. I think we got a 14 by 20, 16 by 20, and 20 by 20. So whenever I go to Lowe's or Home Depot, I just look at my phone because, you know, I so many numbers we have to remember to see, all right, what size filters do I need, you know? So I go ahead and buy them there. You know, I hate to, you know, before I did that, I would guess at which ones they were, and I would wind up taking some back because I was off by a couple of inches. But, yeah, it's about yay high. The second one, Paul, the easy one, is change the batteries in those smoke detectors. Now is a great time because if you don't change them, you know what's going to happen. They're going to chirp at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, they are. They know.
Yeah, they never – That the chirping is to let you know the batteries are low. It's going to be a 9-volt battery. Some smoke detectors have to be an alkaline battery. I learned that the hard way because I replaced one. It kept on chirping. And I was like, what the heck? And I got the manufacturer's, you can download. That's a cool thing. Now every, manufacturer is online, and it had to be an alkaline battery. So anyway, replace all those. That's a good thing. So I guess that would be one and two of your top five. The next one I would recommend is go clean your gutters. Even though it's not fall, you still get a lot of stuff that accumulates. Pine needles fall year-round, pollen, and wear a mask. Well, you probably can't get a mask, but get yourself a bandana or something to keep the pollen. And I also recommend, Paul, don't put yourself in harm's way – getting up on your roof. I recommend the way I do it is I have an attachment for my blower, my leaf blower.
Yeah.
You can buy an attachment for it. And I just stand on the ground, and it goes up. It has about 8 sections. It's real tall, and then does a hook. And it basically, I just put it over the thing, and I blow it out. And, you know, it's a little bit messy to clean up because stuff goes all over the bushes and the windows and stuff. But, you know, I clean it up, and it's done. And it's a lot better than, you know, me climbing on the roof and, you know, falling down.
Yes, I have a knee surgery that I can credit to me doing that. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've heard so many stories of people, they're either cleaning the gutters or putting up or taking down Christmas lights. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So that gives us, what, 3?
Yeah, we got about less than a minute to go. So.
Okay, so we got to speed up. Exterior caulking. Good time to replace your caulk on the exterior and interior, for that matter.
Absolutely.
The big thing with caulk is you can't just go over old caulk with new caulk. You need to remove the old caulk. You know, the way caulk works is it expands and contracts with the seasons, with the building materials. But after a couple of seasons, it starts to dry and get brittle and crack. So replace the caulking. I would inspect the plumbing system. Just make sure there's no leaks or anything. And we alluded to this earlier in the show that crawl spaces, I mean, if you can stand it's not that bad under there.
Yeah.
Crawl underneath your crawl space. Look for any leaks. Look for any mold or droopy insulation. If you have droopy insulation, that means you got high moisture in the crawl space. Yeah. That moisture should be under 20%. But a great time to go in your crawl space, check it out.
Preston, how do people get in touch with you if they'd like to schedule an inspection to see what needs to be done?
704-542-6575 or homeinspectioncarolina.com.
Thank you, Preston. I really enjoyed being on the show with you today. I am Paul Jamison, your host. You can always reach us at 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamisonhomes.com. God bless. Have a good Saturday. Stay safe, folks, and we'll talk to you soon. The show, Your Real Estate Today, on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.